Burab leaped up, flourishing his long robes dramatically.
I do this not for any trifling reward. What? Get it? Trifle? Ahem. Pray attention, good beast Hall, for as abbey poet, I have composed a small recitation that I shall recitate. These few lines would bring tears to the blinking eye of an underwater fish. Mothers, cover your babe's tender ears, for here goes. Here goes. That was a good one. What?
Oh, get on with it, you great long-eared windbag.
Burab glared at old Hogg, who had shouted out the remark.
Fie on you, sir. Even windbags have feelings.
Then drooping his ears and waving a limp paw, Burab soulfully began.
'Twas winter one summer, and spring was in bloom. The turnips were twittering gaily. As I cleaned out my humble room, three times I do it twice daily. When a mole flew in by my window, he bid me good night and day too. His eyes were yellow, his nose was green, and his tail was pinky blue. That mole gave me a very odd stare, which I put in me pocket for later. He then asked me if I was a hare, or a rascally impersonator. I replied to him in accent grim, "Good sir, I'm a him, not a her. I'm a him that's a hare, not a her that's a him, and the least is as large as the greater. If you're a hare that's a him," he quoth, as he left my room with a leap, "when I return this leap, you'll be not a hare or a him, but asleep."
Burab bowed elegantly, tripped over his robes, and leaped up in the same instant, calling out to Fillon.
"Who could compete with that pulsating performance, ma'am? What? Deliver the toothsome old trifle to me room at once, so I won't have to share it with these talentless bounders. Don't applaud too loud, chaps. Only doing me job, you know. Modest as ever, that's me."
The trifle was immense. A real beauty. It was displayed in the gatehouse doorway. Helped by Mira and Fuel, Craiga mounted the steps, at Fillon's request, to deliver her judgment. She held forth a pause for silence.
"What a wonderful entertainment. You've made my task very difficult. I was going to award the trifle to Burab, but you all heard him say that he required no trifling reward. So I've decided to give the prize to all the Dibbons who took part. It's such a huge trifle that I'm sure it's far too much for any one beast."
Laughter and cheers greeted the Badger Mum's popular decision.